Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
It's really hard to imagine going to a match where a referee isn't shouted and screamed at, isn't it? Well, from next weekend, the amateur and underage referees in Dublin will go on strike. This comes after a unanimous vote because referees say sanctions against those assaulting or attempting to assault match officials are inadequate. Lisa Fallon is an RTE soccer analyst and part of FIFA's high performance department. She believes a complete culture change is needed in the way we talk to referees. She's with me now. Lisa, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, how are you?
What do you mean by a complete culture change here?
Well, I guess, you know, I was at a game last weekend and I wrote about it today in the Irish Times. It kind of dawned on me that, you know, we talk a lot about the assaults that referees and there's been some very high profile cases, but it's actually the day to day comments and the culture of abusing referees that exists. And I guess when you step out of it, of it and you go to other sports like tennis or even rugby, and, you know, there's lots of other sports where the referee isn't such a focal point for the aggression. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of, I guess, all that abuse and the comments that come from the sidelines really do take a toll on those people. And as coaches, they're not comments that we would accept or ever give to our players mm-hmm. during a game, anything like some of the comments that the referees receive. And I guess just hearing it at the game last weekend made me conscious of, you know, that culture. And, you know, I've spoken before about the microaggressions and the cumulative effect of those.
But
they add up.
Where is the line, though, Lisa? Because I don't know if you'll ever eliminate people shouting or screaming at a match. So it's the last 10 minutes or whatever, and a penalty is given against your team. You go, ref, for God's sake. I mean, is that out of bounds?
I've been guilty of it myself. Yeah. You know, I've certainly encountered times where I felt very passionately hard done by certain decisions. But I guess it's about being aware of your own behaviour and taking responsibility for your behaviour and challenging your own behaviour even, and understanding that the referees are human too. You know, I did my coaching courses, and I remember on the course they showed us decisions that the referees had made, incidents, and we got to see them in real time from a different angle and in slow motion. And even still, we couldn't necessarily agree on what the right course of action was. So I think it's just more a question of, you know, putting ourselves into the shoes of referees and understanding the impact that abuse can have, because the game is hemorrhaging referees. It's not worth it for referees to shoulder the level of abuse that they get. Without them, we won't have games.
Because this happens at underage level as well, doesn't it, Lisa? This is not just a professional level issue.
Yeah, it happens at every level of the game, if we're honest, you know. And listen, the atmosphere at games is part and parcel of it. And, you know, there's always going to be contentious decisions and 50-50s, and people will always see things in different ways. But I think, again, it's just about taking responsibility for our own behaviours and what type of a message are we sending. And if we were the referee, would we want that level of abuse? And do we feel that the comments that are made are acceptable to, you know, not just a referee, but to anybody, especially in front of kids?
I can totally understand what you're saying. And I think a lot of people would agree in theory with what you're saying. But trying to see that work out in practice and how worked up people can get at games, you know, it's part of the reason people love sports, because they feel so passionately about it. They get so into it. You know, asking people to stop and breathe and think about how they'd feel if they were in the ref's shoes rather than thinking about their team or the decision that was just made. I can understand why you would ask, but do you think people will do it or are capable of doing it in the moment?
Well, I think, you know, people who do jobs that they're really, really passionate about would never speak to their colleagues in that way.
Mm. But so it acts differently, Lisa, though, isn't it?
I mean, well, is it?
Can you make an argument? Can you make this argument that a function of sport is to allow people release tension on a platform or in a forum where they wouldn't otherwise do so?
You can release tension, but it doesn't have to be abuse.
Yeah. No, abuse or intimidation,
no. And we have to become intolerant of abuse. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand what abuse actually is. You can always have a difference of opinion and you know, have your frustrations and have your passion, but you can still draw a line at being abusive. And I think that's the difference. It's understanding as human beings. We're all intelligent people and we know the difference between hurling abuse at somebody and giving an opinion.
No way, or having Lisa. A little objection. I'm sorry. I mean, thank you, Lisa. Look, we'll have to do this again and chat about what is appropriate and what is not and get down to the granular detail of communication. But it's fascinating, your point of view. And I think you're right. A culture change is coming, as they say. Lisa Fallon, RTÉ soccer analyst and FIFA football high performance coach. Thank you very much indeed.